Braden Chisholm at Kelowna Rockets camp at Prospera Place. It's a busy building here with a lot of hopefuls. We've got Braden, a 20-year-old on the team. You know, some thoughts on being an important part of the leadership group this season?
Yeah, it's great to come back as a 20-year-old. Obviously, looking forward to being a leader on this team and helping us be successful this season. So, and also providing a good role, being a good role model for younger guys coming in training camp and maybe cracking the team. So be a veteran guy for them to look up to and ask questions.
It's interesting you mentioned that, you know, being sort of that role model. When you think back to your rookie season in Kelowna, can you remember some of the guys that maybe reached out and, you know, were helpful in your development as a young guy here?
Yeah, my first year here, I lived with Riley Stadel, so he was really good with showing me kind of how things are done and what Kelowna's all about and the high expectations we have here. So he was really, really good to me and showing me kind of what to do on a daily basis and how to be a Kelowna Rocket.
Boy, Riley Stadel carved out a real good junior career, of course, finished up in Edmonton. Some thoughts, you know, on the kind of things that you feel you do well. Looked towards the end of last season, the second half, that, you know, that you were a guy on this team that began to contribute offensively from the back end.
Yeah, I was just playing my game. I wasn't too worried about getting points and scoring goals or leading the rush or joining the rush. I just wanted to play a simple game. I wanted to be good in my D zone and work from my D zone out and follow the play up. And I guess I was in the right place at the right time a couple of times. And yeah, so I was just focused on being a solid defenseman before being that kind of fourth forward.
When you think about the roster this season compared to last year, a couple of 20s, Gordy Ballhorn, James Hilsendager have graduated, of course Cal Foote to professional hockey, leave some big holes on the back end and a pretty good opportunity for you to see plenty more minutes.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of spots to fill on this team this year. We lost a lot of key guys last year, so I think guys are going to find themselves in new roles and getting more ice time, and they're going to have to kind of fill those boots of those guys. But I think for myself, I just want to be the same player I've always been. Maybe add a couple things, but I still just want to make sure I'm great in the D zone and be a good shutdown guy.
Last question, Braden. Just some thoughts here on the experience in Kelowna. This will be, I guess, your fourth season here. Boy, time sure flies, eh?
Yeah, I remember my first training camp here, so it doesn't seem like it was too long ago, but I think that's 5 or 6 training camps ago, so time's gone by really fast, and I want to enjoy this last season because after this year I won't be coming back. But yeah, it's been amazing. I've learned so much. I've grown as a hockey player and as a human as well, and being a good guy off the ice. So it's going to be fun this year, and it's going to be kind of disappointing when it's all over because I love it here. So
appreciate you doing this again, Braden. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, John.